Arilongo, 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 el sombrero me lo quito y me lo pongo. Arilongo, 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 el sombrero me lo quito y me lo pongo.
Ay, te pido,
¿qué le pides, manito?
Ay, te pido de compasión que se acabe la bamba,
bamba,
que se acabe la bamba, bamba, y venga la zona allá arriba, allá
bamba,
arriba,
bamba.
Pobre me desprecias, yo te concedo razón, yo te concedo razón, si por pobre me desprecias. Yo no te ofrezco riquezas, te ofrezco mi corazón, te ofrezco mi corazón a cambio de mi pobreza. Labios quisiera besar tus labios quisiera malagueña salerosa y decir de niña hermosa.
Gracias, Leandro. Gracias.
Vamos a esos tacones.
Muchas gracias.
I hope you all enjoyed the Mariachi Jalisco. Towards the end, we had a reprise from the Guadalajara Dance Studio of Homestead. You heard some of the most standard, most favorite, most famous of the mariachi repertoire. If you ever get to Mexico City and go to the Plaza Garibaldi, you can request these very numbers. Some of the classics like Jalisco, Guadalajara, La Bamba, which was made into sort of a rock hit. Maybe some of you had remembered that from a few years back. It's been played in almost every style imaginable. La Malagueña, and Cielito Lindo, and some of the classics, the last two, La Negra, and the Jarabe Tapatio, which is really associated with Mexico. It's really a synonymous song. If there's any song that's the most typical and most of you have heard, that's probably it. While we're setting up here for our next group, which will be Billy Rawl and his jazz group from right here in Miami in Coconut Grove, I'd just like to mention one other thing about the Mariachi Jalisco. You probably noticed the instruments I had mentioned a little before about the trumpets, which replace the traditional violins. You notice three different sizes of guitars. This really shows you the Spanish influence that you find in a lot of Latin American music. And later on today, we'll see some more Spanish influence. That is when the Spaniards colonized Mexico, Latin America, and the Caribbean. So you have the true guitar and various smaller sized guitars, which are really spin-offs from the Renaissance guitar that the Spaniards brought when they came. I'll just take this moment to, while we're setting up, to call your attention again to a couple other things that are happening. For those of you who missed the conch shell played by Limone Joseph earlier, we have workshops going on over next to the wall in the arcade, and he is performing right now, and people are over there crowding, and you can go join and learn how to play and give a blow on the conch shell if you'd like. I'll turn over the mic now to Mike Stock from WLRN, who'll introduce you to Billy Rawl.
Hello, everybody. I want to thank Lori. Lori is actually the woman who's just up here. She's one of the people responsible for going into the community here in South Florida and finding all the different traditional acts, actually they're not acts, they're actually real people, real folks who live in South Florida and live their life like this. The net making people, the wood carvers, this is their work. So it's really fascinating to take a walk around and look at different exhibits of the way different people live their lives, actually. Lori already mentioned the conch shell workshop in the back. The Historical Museum is open. It's normally a $3 charge. Today it's $1 to make this happen, actually. This also wouldn't happen for a number of sponsors. Let me go through the list here real quick. The Historical Museum of South Florida, right here. Metro Dade Board of County Commissioners, the Dade County Council of Arts and Sciences, the Florida Department of State, Division of the Archives, History and Record Management, Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment of the Arts, Folk Arts Division, and Halicon. Halcyon. I'm going to get that right by the end of the day. Anyways, it'll help a lot if you pick up one of these program guides. And it's at the information booth right at the front there. That has a the schedule of workshops and the food. There's actually a food demonstration booth over here, too. And I believe they're Afro-American demonstration right now. And following the Afro-American demonstration will be a Puerto Rican cake demonstration, cake decoration. So active all day long. Things are happening here on stage here all day long as well. Coming up in a moment is Billy Rawl. And he doesn't look like he's just ready. So before I introduce him, I'll make another announcement. Anybody have any announcement? Anyways. All right, so Billy Rawl will be here in a minute later on. Haitian music. We just heard Mexican music, and Billy is from, actually, Billy was born in Coconut Grove. His father is from Exuma in the Bahamas. He comes from a musical family, and he's lived all his life here in Florida, and as well as all of his band. They're all born in Florida, except for two. Alex is born in Miami, except for two of the artists. I'm not sure which two, but they were born in Key West. So this is true American traditional music, and he's gone the jazz route. Billy could be seen every once in a while in Coconut Grove playing around town, but this is the band that he plays with. They're just a bunch of friends that they get together, and they've been jamming for at least 20, 30 years. So they're still setting up, and I'll mention that if you haven't, anybody here been inside the museum yet? Have you seen it yet? Is this your first time here? First time here at the museum? It's great, isn't it? It's just a couple years old here. That's great. Also, the library, I don't think it's open today, but there's a library here that I haven't... It is open. There's a library behind us that's open. So, like I said, there's a discount in the museum. It's normally $3, and it's really, really quality stuff, making Miami quite an interesting place to live. So Billy plays saxophone. I interviewed him a couple weeks ago on the radio. I do a radio show on WLRN called Folk and Acoustic Music. And Billy was on the show about 3 weeks ago and playing his saxophone, traditional American jazz tunes. And Billy was mentioning to me how he's from this area, how his father grew up with music, and been playing in this area since the 40s. So... So music rolling right along here. The music will start any moment. See if there's any announcements. Also, a lot of the crafts that you see in different booths, a lot of the crafts are for sale. A lot of the jackets and the weaving, the carvings, a lot of these things are available at the booths. Also, inside the historic museum, there's a gift shop. You bore me? Ignore me. Okay. All right. So, yeah, the gift shop is inside the museum. And that has not only a lot of stuff that you see here, as well as other type of artifacts that are native to South Florida. This is the first time we're having this Folklife Festival, so we'll make sure it keeps on happening. So... We'll be continuing it all day today and also tomorrow, so you can tell all your friends to come back again tomorrow. And all right, I mentioned the workshop area in the back. There's a conch shell workshop going on right now with Limone Joseph. He was on stage just a little while ago playing his conch. And also the Haitian, food demonstration area, and also all the booths. Lots of stuff going on. And Billy is still setting up. How many people here are from South Florida? That's a pretty good count. Actually, about 20 right here. Were you born here? No. How long do you have to live here till you require that you're...
Well, I guess you don't realize that I have my own drum.
Believe it or not, I was born in South Florida. Mount Sinai Hospital, Miami Beach. You were too? That's better than me. I've been living in South Florida longer than I have. Oh, some more key...
West 90 years ago.
90 years. I need Noel Cruz. You ready for an intro? What's going on? Setting up the drums. We're going to be ready in just a few minutes for the Billy Roll Quartet.
We're not supposed to start till 12, so...
Oh, what time is it?
11:45. They got 15 minutes before they have to start. Yeah, and don't harass the band.
Okay. We're going to set up, and to keep you busy, we're going to play a little bit of music to keep things happening, and I'll come back to introduce the band individually. All right, so roll that disc. Stage here. listening to residents of South Florida. I'm going to let Billy introduce his band. Billy is from Coconut Grove, been playing music all his life. And he's going to introduce his own band. So let's give a warm South Florida welcome to Billy Roll.
Much, very kind. Good afternoon. We'd like to thank the Historical Committee for having us come down. We've been here a long time. You know, we played over town when you couldn't play on the beach. You know what I mean? So you're looking at a few years. Original guys. On piano, we have Noel Cruz, born in Key West, Florida, and migrated to Miami. We call him Shorty. Our bassist, Robert Kermit Cooper. He played with us back in 1944. Drummer, Al Driz, Key West, Florida, New York, and back to Miami. Y'all's truly Leader Billy. I'm from Coconut Grove, but my people were born in the Bahamas. I'm a descendant. But I've been here, like, I won't say how many years, but I've been around. That was, as you recognized, Duke Ellington's Take the A Train. We sort of play recognizable jazz since a lot of groups play variations on the themes. Well, sometimes you can't recognize what it is. But we like to play the straight and plain good thing. This is from the Ellington album. We call this one Satin Doll.